Suicidal ideation is personally destructive and dangerous. As part of my life, suicidal ideation is the obsessive thinking of suicide or the contemplation of ending one's own life. Photo by Pierre Bamin on Unsplash audio version. Suicidal ideation feels incredibly scary, especially if you are not sure how to cope with the persistent suicidal thoughts. Personally, I have struggled with substance addiction for many years and have lived with depression, which facilitated the constant thoughts of suicide, suicidal ideation. None of these issues just go away without treatment and support. I had to reach out to doctors and support groups to improve my behaviors and obsessions. Suicidal ideation is known as obsessive thoughts of suicide or the contemplation of ending one's own life. With appropriate professional help and support from others, this too can be somewhat controlled. Suicidal ideation anatomy. Who is at risk for suicidal ideation? Millions of people experience symptoms of mental illnesses every year in the United States and across the globe. When mental illnesses go untreated or undiagnosed, the symptoms can become life-threatening. Unfortunately, suicidal ideation is one of the common symptoms that coincides with several mental illnesses. Suicidal ideation can present itself in mental illnesses such as bipolar disorder, major depression, schizophrenia, substance use disorders. Additionally, people who have experienced traumatic life events are also at a higher risk for experiencing suicidal ideation or even acting on suicide. This is especially true when there is a family history of suicide attempts and mental illnesses. The risk of suicide is incredibly dangerous for people who have suicidal ideation, mental illnesses, and/or a family history of suicide attempts. With the right treatment and mental health awareness, we all can work together to prevent suicide and reduce the risk of personal harm. Mental illness, substance abuse, and suicidal ideation. People who have mental illnesses and struggle with addiction are at an even higher risk for developing suicidal ideation. I am in recovery from alcohol addiction and am living with depression. The progression of suicidal ideation along with these other issues can be overwhelming. Research shows that substance abuse and mental health conditions like depression are the most common diagnoses in people prior to them committing suicide. Drugs and alcohol can increase the risk of impulsive behaviors and harmful thinking patterns. Certain drugs can cause you to make risky decisions that put your life in danger. Additionally, prescription drugs for major depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder sometimes come with mood-altering side effects. Again, speaking from personal experience, this is so accurate. People with mental illnesses, behavior health disorders, that are also challenged with substance abuse are at an increased risk for developing suicidal ideation. Drinking and using drugs can worsen suicidal ideation tendencies. As I have experienced, combining drugs with alcohol consumption can cause more intense thoughts of committing suicide. Alcohol in particular can have a negative impact on mental and behavioral health. Alcohol is a natural depressant, which means that it affects your mood and behaviors. Even if you do not have a history of mental health issues, drinking alcohol can definitely increase the risk of suicidal ideation because of its effect on the body and mind. Substance abuse is an extremely important mental health issue because it contributes to the progression of suicidal ideation. I have learned to reach out to others at support groups that understand and can relate to this condition. The warning signs associated with suicidal ideation. Learning to recognize warning signs is one of the first steps in helping to prevent and correctly address the thought of suicide. There are many different warning signs that come with suicidal ideation. Some of these signs you may not only be able to identify in another individual but also yourself. If you can identify one or more of the following warning signs, take precaution. Feelings of hopelessness. Feelings of being worthless or a burden. Increased symptoms of mental illnesses. Substance abuse. Changes in sleeping patterns. Drastic mood changes. Participating in impulsive or risky behaviors. Social isolation. Passive suicidal ideation. Active suicidal ideation. Passive suicidal ideation versus active suicidal ideation. The warning signs of passive suicidal ideation might sound like: I wish I were dead. I don't want to live. I feel hopeless. I want to hurt myself. This is considered passive suicidal ideation because they are thoughts of suicide, but the individual is not actively planning suicide. Active suicidal ideation typically involves a plan of committing suicide. Creating a plan for how you would commit suicide, writing a goodbye letter to friends and family, or telling somebody that you are going to commit suicide are all warning signs of active suicidal ideation. Both passive and active suicidal ideation comes with extreme risks to one's well-being. As I did, seek help immediately if you have any of these warning signs or if you worry that you might be having suicidal thoughts. Alleviate the oppressive dark cloud of morning anxiety. 5 simple yet effective strategies to command power over your daily suffering based on personal experience.medium.com. In closing, suicidal ideation can and does feel incredibly scary, especially if you are not sure how to cope with the continual thoughts of suicide. Suicidal ideation is known as obsessive thoughts of suicide or the contemplation of ending one's own life. With appropriate professional help and support from others in support groups, this too can be dealt with. Millions of people experience symptoms of mental illnesses every year in the United States and across the globe. People who have mental illnesses and struggle with addiction are at an even higher risk for developing suicidal ideation. Substance abuse is an extremely important mental health issue and it contributes to the progression of suicidal ideation. Learning to recognize warning signs is one of the first steps in properly addressing the thoughts of suicide and beginning the process of suicide prevention. Keep in mind that as devastating as substance abuse and suicidal ideation may be, help is available through professional and support groups. Start living every day with confidence, passion, and energy. Immediately receive 2 free Tony Robbins products and additional helpful information by subscribing to my email list. Receive immediate access to preview an excellent physical and emotional well-being program providing real-life strategies. Receive immediate access to my free 5-day email course 5 Habits Toward Achieving Happiness and Success along with a special bonus link. Click here to subscribe. Rather not subscribe but you are still interested in the program mentioned. Click here. Take charge of your life, control your destiny. This audio file was created by Panopreter Basic, you can download it at www.panopreter.com.